Yeah, I'm very disappointed by the latest development on Merck. So this morning, we had put in a special motion asking the European Parliament to vote next week on seeking a legal opinion from the highest court in Europe, the European Court of Justice, on the Mercosur deal. We have challenged several aspects of the deal, particularly whether or not it's constitutionally legal in respect of treaties. We expected that vote to be next Tuesday or Wednesday. This morning we've been told by the Parliament President that she finds that motion inadmissible. Now, this is an outrageous move by the Parliament management to effectively gag not just me representing the people of the North West, but over 145 MEPs from all over Europe who are entitled to seek a vote on this issue and are now being denied. We're not going to take this lying down. We intend to bring this matter further during the day today.
And you said you will fight and win on this issue. What action will you and your colleagues take beyond this?
Well, in the first instance, President Mercosur will have to take advice from the Conference of Chairs today on the final running order for the plenary meeting in Strasbourg next week. I'm a member of the Renew Group. I've spoken to Valérie Heyer, who's the president of our group. She's a French MEP. The French delegation is opposed to Mercosur as well. She assures me she will tell the president this morning when they meet that the move is unfair and that we should allow the legal vote to go ahead. There will be five Council of Chairs there advising the president. I believe the majority of them will tell the president she must reverse this decision. If she chooses not to, we will go forward with a further legal move. And on top of that, I can also predict there will be a disturbance of the business in Parliament next week if they try to push this through. We're being told now that a move has been made that Mercosur could go through in 3 days through the Trade Committee, through the Parliament and the safeguards as well. I can tell you we will not allow that. We will disrupt proceedings if we have to. But I hope it doesn't come to that. I hope that common sense is seen by the President later today and she changes her decision.
You stated that this move could threaten democracy in Europe. Could you just expand on that?
Well, for many, many years, going back to the 1970s, the European Parliament has been the forum where representatives of the people have come forward to Strasbourg and cross-examined the European Commission on their decisions. And that's what I am doing or trying to do here at the moment. Our MEPs are perfectly entitled to put down a motion seeking a legal opinion from the European Court on Mercosur. The effect of that would be to stop the move going ahead for a number of months. In fact, the Mercosur trade deal couldn't be ratified until the opinion came back. Now, we're not to know whether it'll stop the trade deal, but we certainly feel under European legislation we're entitled to do this. President Metsola is saying that she will wait until the European Council deals with Mercosur and votes it through or otherwise, and then she will come back and offer us the opportunity to get legal opinion. We say that will be too late. We say that the measures will have been put through and forced through at that stage, and we're entitled to do it now. And that's why I say that the democracy, and which is the core feature of Parliament, is definitely under threat here, and I will defend it.